Hello, good to be with you, one would say, in a forced situation. Today's show, we're going to talk about sex. I'm warning you, pretty much. We have a guest that is going to talk about sex, and I'm going to talk about sex, and you probably have at some point had sex. Could have been 10 minutes ago, could have been 6 years ago, I don't know. But we have that in common, our love of sex. And our love of pizza, those two things. But I'm not talking about pizza today. I might later on if I run out of things about sex. So if you have kids, you should remove them from the room and put them back in the cage, because that's what today's show is about.
On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Better watch out.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird. If you like that sort of thing.
I don't know. I don't know if you're going to like this sort of thing.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Why do you put yourself through this? Seriously. Anyway, welcome to the program. My name is, whatever, it doesn't really matter, does it? I'll be with you for a period of time, similar to the other periods of time. Today we're going to talk about sex. It's not that I've run out of other things to talk about. I haven't. But I thought that we would broach this subject today, and in order to do so, we should all wear a brooch. I remember when I was young, the times that I felt awkward and uncomfortable, 99% of the time. My parents were divorced when I was 13 years old, and to be honest with you, whatever. But while they were married, they didn't really have any passionate displays of love in front of me. And I think that most parents don't do that, which is a mistake, because your children should see you happily touching each other. You know, not in all the places, just in the places that are acceptable by law. My parents, I remember one time, it was like the holidays or something. That's all a kid ever remembers, is times around the holidays. That's about it. Ron, did you live 365 days a year? No, just like a couple of days around the holidays. That's all I remember. I remember my father turning to my mother and giving her a little kiss on the cheek, which is obviously very, very innocent. But my reaction as a child was, ugh, that's disgusting. Ron, it was your own parents showing some form of affection, some infrequent form of affection. You should have been, like, happy, but no, I wasn't. I felt like, ew, go somewhere, get a room. In my mind, and I think in most children's mind, even when you become an adult, you can't picture your parents having sex. I don't think it's psychologically possible, unless you're brought up in a brothel, which is some people are, or perhaps you were fertilized by an injection. Otherwise, if you have the parents, you would just usually not want to picture that. And if you tried to picture your parents having sex, your brain would not allow that image to appear in your head. It just, I don't know what it is, but it's taboo. It's true. Now, I can picture my father having sex with another woman to an extent, but having sex with my mother, no, that just, and this might even make you uncomfortable that I'm even bringing this subject up. The reason I'm doing it is to make you realize, and perhaps not everybody's the same, but most people would indeed find sex between their parents to be something that is blocked out of your mind. It cannot, the picture does not exist. It's like taking a photograph and then, or it's like taking a picture on your cell phone and then magically the picture is not there. The cell phone will not take that picture. It's very, very similar. We have a guest later on in the show. Her name is M.E. Sims, and she's an author and an expert in sexual relations. She's written a book called A Little Bit of Pleasure. Her next book is A Whole Lot of Pleasure. No, it's not. I don't know what it is. She writes in this book that in order to keep sexual situations exciting, go for it. Make sex different. Use the added implements that are involved if you wish. Role play. Do all that kind of stuff. She thinks that that's healthy. So I thought it would be interesting to talk to her later on in the show, which we shall do, because today's show is all about sex.
Come on.
Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Sex is very interesting because it basically exists in the vacuum of fantasy. We all have sex, not together. I don't know you that well. And if I did, probably not. But we all do it or have done it unless we're haven't. Some people save themselves for marriage. And I think that's an oxymoron, because once you're married, then it's all over. I mean, the best years of my life were the years that I, quote unquote, was a free man. It was marvelous. I mean, anything can happen. It usually didn't, but it often did. It was a wonderful time of life. It's such a short period of time. That's why people don't get married. It's because they realize, okay, that's it. I'm done. Sexually, I'm done. Under the rules and guidelines of the United States of America and its sister countries, I'm done. I'm over. I'm getting married. It's finished. at least that's the way most men think. But it doesn't have to be that way. Sex can be exciting and wonderful. Are the kids still in the room? I warned you. I personally don't want to talk about this because this is such a personal thing to talk about. How you have your, and you know, this is something your parents don't want to hear. As much as you can't imagine your parents having sex, it's very difficult for parents to imagine their children having sex. It's just, it's a reciprocal thing that can't happen in your brain. You don't want to, and you can't. It's funny how our fantasies far exceed our realities. I think for both men and women, even though we're in an age where don't talk about sex too much because it's not right and it's harassment, but we do this. We're human beings, and we have these sensors in our... Listen to me like I know what I'm talking about. Isn't that interesting? Like, I'm an expert in this. I'm as much of an expert as you are. I'm just trying to expose the subject matter to make us all more sexual beings. I do believe that from her book, M.E. Sims, that what she's trying to say is become more of a sexual being with your partner or the person that concedes unto you. That's the biblical term, concedes unto you. Explore and have a good time, I think, is the bottom line. I'm not sure, actually. So let's talk to M.E. Sims and find out what's going on, and then we can dissect and do that. And we'll talk to her right after this short break. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be awesome. Here we go.
The three sweetest words in podcasting? Ron Van Dam. Wow, gave myself a little erection saying that one. And I forgot to turn off the microphone.
Hi, Emmy, how are you?
I'm doing great.
You sound like you're doing great there. M.E. Sims joins us now. A little bit of pleasure. I could use that, certainly. It's a great
Everybody
book.
Everybody can.
Of course they can. It's just what the doctor ordered, as you say. We're talking about romance and relationships, and you're an expert in this field, I understand.
Kind of. I've been doing it for a long time. I've been doing it for over 40 years.
Oh, well, that's an expert to me. Doing anything more than 10 minutes is an expert to me. So that's pretty good. This is under the category of intimacy mentoring. What exactly is that?
Well, I mentor based on my experience, my strength, and, mm-hmm. and how I have come out of several bad marriages, mm-hmm. how the tools that I used, I give them the tools to help them.
Okay.
The difference between a therapist versus a mentor, a therapist spends a lot of money on education and a lot of books, mm-hmm. but they don't share their experience.
I see.
And that's the difference for me.
So it's information by example.
Exactly.
All right. Interesting. Yeah, that's more effective because when someone tells you their experiences, then you know that it worked or it didn't work or something like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's like sharing a recipe.
Yeah. You know, it is like sharing a recipe. See, you're talking about something that people do not talk about, and that's always an interesting thing because intimacy and romance should be in relationships, but yet we don't discuss this with our friends. We don't discuss it, certainly not with our parents. Oh my God. And not even with your partner most of the time. So it's a very interesting phenomenon.
It is so filled with shame and guilt and dread and hell. it stymies, especially women. Much more so than men.
Really? Okay.
Yes, much so more. You know, men can scratch themselves at any time
True.
During the day. It doesn't matter where or who. Okay. If a woman did that, the heavens would part.
That's a different thing. Yeah, but not
it's
to say that
not acceptable.
But not to say that men scratching themselves is acceptable either, as far as I'm concerned. It's just something that they get away with.
They do, and I'm not saying it's bad or good. I'm just saying that even though the rules are all the same, they're interpreted differently for different people. And I'm not saying the rules are bad.
Yeah.
But the way we internalize things and the way our mothers, primarily our mothers, I wasn't allowed to wear anything but cotton, tennis, underwear because I would be a bad person. I wasn't allowed to wear hoop earrings because that made you a whore.
Yeah.
I mean...
Well, times have definitely
changed.
I don't
think we're far from it.
No. Let me ask you two questions, Emmy. First of all, when we go to the movies, in every single movie, whether it's a comedy, espionage, drama, no matter what, somebody goes to bed with somebody, and there is a romantic, romantic sexual scene. And I think for many of us, we expect that in life, that that happens all the time when you meet somebody or something clicks. And and if that doesn't happen to you in your life, these romantic scenes that come out of nowhere, then there's something wrong with you. Do you find that to be the case?
That is absolutely the case. There was a show on TV, a doctor show, and of course they've been Googling it over the surgical table, and then they got into the locker room, and he threw her up against the locker, and I thought, well, she'll never walk again, because he just put that thing in the middle of her back, and we do. It's no different than Father Knows Best. We try to, that's how family should be.
Right.
You know what I mean? And we do that, and it's not real.
Good.
But the thing that I would like to impart with you is that adult films, toys, negligees, lubes, all of those things. It's a $15 billion industry a year in the United States of America.
Yeah.
Somebody's buying it. Somebody's buying watching it. But we can't talk about it.
Yeah. And how do you, I mean, and then there was the movie 50 Shades of Grey and the sequels that made it not necessarily acceptable, but to point it out that you can have some wild experiences and fantasies and have fun with it. How do you know if somebody else, how do you know if somebody else is into it until you embarrass yourself by asking them?
Conversation.
Ah.
Communication. Even with your longtime husband or wife, I find that most men want to please their women.
Sure.
But women are too embarrassed or they're scared.
Yeah.
Because they're afraid they'll get mad.
Yes.
They're afraid they'll hurt his feelings.
Yes.
But you can have some of that kind of sex if you're adventurous.
Mm.
The books were much better than the movies, though, to tell you the truth.
Okay. It's good to know.
And the books... The books, Ron, changed women's lives because it excited their mind, which is their biggest sex organ.
Yeah.
And gave them permission to try something different.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a whole nother life if you engage in that. And there are other marriages and relationships, girlfriend, boyfriend, where all the excitement seems to go away after a fashion because of the longevity of the relationship. And I guess that's something that you hear about a lot, is that the magic is
a lot.
Starting to decrease. How do I get the magic back if it's not there?
I think a couple have to make a decision that our relationship is more important than school, soccer, children, parents. Mm. And they have to do a little work. Any relationship, whether it be friendship or any relationship.
Yeah.
It takes effort and time and education. You don't learn something new without doing a little study, a little research. And it doesn't take a lot to get those juices flowing again. This takes a little bit of time. I always recommend date night and make it. And you can't talk about kids at work.
Yeah.
We have to cultivate a different conversation with the person that we spend our nights and days with.
You're absolutely right. I could talk to you for hours, but I'm not allowed to by law, so I can't do that. But there is a book.
Wow.
It's a little bit of pleasure.
Oh yes, thank you.
And it's available everywhere.
And your audience,
on
Amazon primarily, and they can reach me on alittlebitofpleasure.com. They can send me an email at Emmy@alittlebitofpleasure. If they want to talk to me or want some mentoring, they can. We can exchange through emails a telephone number so they can reach and talk to me. I am available. I am reachable. And it'd be my pleasure.
That sounds
great. Help anyone have a better sex life.
You know what your book also does, which I may recommend, is that if one buys the book and just leaves it on a table somewhere in their house or their apartment, your partner might just say, oh, what are they doing with this book? Or they may open it up and start looking at it. And that may actually break the ice
for more of an interesting, intriguing relationship simply by having the book in the room. I think it's a great icebreaker.
You're right, and I did a brochure last year, sent it to a therapist and psychiatrist, suggesting that they recommend my book so their clients could talk to them.
That's right.
I've had seven therapists tell me that it did help.
Yeah.
It does help.
It does. And the title kind of brings you right to where you're supposed to go. A little bit of pleasure. We could all use it. A little bit. No, it's not overboard, but a little bit. It opens the door for more pleasure.
Then you get a little more.
That's right. It's a door opening is what we're talking about. Emmy Sims, alittlebitofpleasure.com. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. Pleasure.
And my name is spelt with two capital letters, not
yes.
E-M-M-Y.
Right. Capital M, capital E. Sims, a little bit of pleasure is what you're looking for, though, literally. Thank you so much for your time today. It has been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, there you go. I mean, you know, we're all different in that way. Some of us use handcuffs and weird little implements. Personally, I like to bring in a large payloader and a dump truck. You know, you just don't know. I thought it would be interesting to carry along on this theme to talk to Dennis Hoff's. Dennis Hoff has a brothel in Nevada, in certain towns in Nevada, not Las Vegas, but in Reno, I think, and some other places. He owns a series of bordellos there. But he runs it in a very organized manner, and we're going to actually talk to some of the people that actually work these bordellos. This is real. This is not made up. Let's do that right now. Dennis Hoff is the author of Art of the Pimp, and he's joined by Chrissy Summer, who's a former University of Michigan cheerleader and a PhD candidate and former Bunny Ranch employee. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm great. This is interesting. So this is the Bunny Ranch.
The Bunny Ranch, featured on the HBO Cat House series, and the book is the Judith Regan book.
And so it's fascinating, a very popular destination for many and many celebrities, I understand.
Absolutely. It's on most people's to-do list and from around the world. You know, the TV show's in 64 countries now.
Yes, very, very popular. Now, the ranch is located where exactly?
In northern Nevada. I have seven locations, but the Bunny Ranch is in northern Nevada, right between Reno and Lake Tahoe, Carson City, the capital of Nevada.
Yay. And I guess the first question that anybody would be asking is how is it legal?
Well, it started in Virginia City with a Comstock Lode. Mark Twain was the editor of the newspaper in the 1850s, and there was 20,000 miners there, and the mining companies asked the girls from the Midwest and the East to come in there and supply some entertainment.
And so, but in this day and age, with all the crazy laws, but it's still legal to have a brothel in Nevada?
Still legal in certain places, not Las Vegas or Reno,
right.
But in our county, it is legal and it's licensed. My place, it's our 60th year anniversary. It opened up in 1955.
Mm-hmm.
The business became legal in 1972. I came in there with Andy Kaufman around 77. I bought the place in 92 and went on to make it the most famous place in the world.
Yeah. I mean, yes. And Chrissy, you're his girlfriend?
Yes, I am.
All right. And how does this, were you a part of the ranch? Is that how you met?
Yeah, I actually used to work there. I went there to pay off my school loans, actually, and now I'm working on my PhD. But yeah, that's how I actually met him.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the best thing that HBO ever did for me, is she was a fan.
Are there many visitors to the ranch that prefer not to be public that they're visitors?
Absolutely. We've got blacked out limos. We've got a back door. We've got VIP areas where politicians and celebrities can come in there, and all the rock stars when they're traveling. Yeah. Everybody stops by the Bunny Ranch once in a while.
And I bet, Dennis and Chrissy, that they just have the times of their lives.
Yes.
Well, it is. It's just fun. That's what it's about. And get back, Kaufman coined that phrase, not just sex and adventure. Mm-hmm. And it's more about the adventure than it is anything else.
So, a lot of people wouldn't understand that you can be in love and yet also have other interests.
I understand it because I see it every day of my life, and I've lived it. You know, I'm a guy that of course enjoys girls and wants to have a good time. So I can be in love, but there's nothing better than having an emotional involvement and great sex. But if you can't have both, one or the other is okay.
Do you have a Viagra dispensing machine in the lobby?
We should have it set up. You know, a Viagra drip where you can just sit there and have a beer and be on a Viagra drip. You know, actually, I have three girls there. One's named Levitra, one's Cialis, and one's Viagra.
Perfect. So the Art of the Pimp is in book form, and tell me about the book.
Well, it's a tell-all. It's all the behind scenes of our television show. It's all the inner workings. It's my personal life, my travels, my destinations, my trials and tribulations. It's about celebrities that come there. Chrissy has a chapter in there telling her entire story. It's the most honest book that anyone will ever read, per Judith Regan, the publisher.
Wonderful. Is the book's already out?
It's already out, and you can go to bunnyranch.com, and it'll tell you all the major booksellers are selling it. Number one in its category already, and it's just been on the market for four or 5 days.
You have to read it. It's amazing.
I think it's going to be the new 57,000 Shades of Grey.
Yes.
And better. It's absolutely better because the girls are going to tell all the stories of what happens in the rooms and all the craziness and they're telling it all. I'm telling the girls of the world what it takes to keep their men happy because there's a lot of people out there that relationships aren't good and we know how to improve it.
I bet. Dennis, are there any like rules involved when people visit the ranch?
Well, you have to have fun.
Yeah, okay.
That's number one.
Be respectful, I would say.
Be respectful.
Uh-huh.
Have fun, those are the two major rules. I tell the girls, and have fun, make money. That's the rules for the girls. That's number one thing in the rule book. Have fun, make money, because unless they're having fun, they're not going to make any money, and unless they're making money, they're not going to have any fun.
Right. Would you liken it to a respectable, fantastic strip club?
Well, except that we're not teasing people. I look at the strip club business as a, it's a come on, you know. How's the stripper say goodbye? I'll be right back, honey.
Yeah.
And the Bunny Ranch is not about that. In fact, when HBO came there in 2001, they looked it over and they said, this is real. Uh-huh. This is honest. And it's what needs to happen all over America.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a serious problem right there in Boston with the illegal prostitution business. The only ones that make any money off of it's the criminals.
Right.
And it's a terrible, terrible, disgusting business until you legalize it. Same way with the liquor business and marijuana also now.
Do you have bodyguards at the ranch? And because I would assume that there are some people that arrive, especially the crazy, freaked out rock stars, who might get out of hand.
Well, we've got 50 beautiful girls with high heels, and they can be real tough. Right?
Oh yeah, one of those heels in the eye, and you're done.
Absolutely, Chrissy's ahead of our security team.
Yeah. Chrissy, how long have you been at the ranch? What year did you first set your feet your heels onto the ranch?
Yeah, no, I started there in December of 2013, and I worked there for a few months. It took me a few months to pay off my school loans, and now I'm retired. I'm actually working on my doctorate degree at a school in San Francisco.
Wow, okay. So
that's what I like to see. I like to see girls come in there with goals and achieve their goals. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, Chrissy needed to pay off these school loans so she could go out back and work on her master's. And now she's not too long from being Dr. Summers.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow, cool. You titled the book The Art of the Pimp, and I'm assuming that you consider the phrase pimp not to be a negative one, as most people might look at it.
Ron, thank you for asking, because I hate the word pimp, and I hate pimps, and I hate what they stand for. It's tongue-in-cheek. Uh-huh. I've got a great sense of humor, and I know what I do, mm-hmm. But the last thing I am is a pimp. It's just a tongue-in-cheek remark and title that's getting everybody's attention. It's number one in its category right now because I tell it all. I tell everything that's really happening there, good, bad, and ugly.
And you're nicknamed the P.T. Barnum of booty, which I think is very cool.
Well, Larry Flint gave me that. Yeah. And he calls me the P.T. Barnum of booty. He also calls me the Pimp Master General of America. He'd like to see me wearing that whole coat with all the medals on it, like Jocelyn Elders or C. Everett Koop.
Yeah. And so you there's six other locations besides the main one.
Absolutely. I have three, an hour out of Las Vegas, and I have four right between Reno and Lake Tahoe in the capital, and that's where the world-famous Bunny Ranch is. In fact, it was a stop on the Pony Express Trail in 1860 and 1861.
Why wouldn't it be? Especially if you're going to spend all day on a horse, if you know what I mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Say, if we wanted to follow you and find out more about Chrissy and yourself, is there a website or some way to follow and find out about the ranch?
Yes, bunnyranch.com. The book's available in Barnes & Noble and every major seller. And, of course, Chrissy.
Yes, I have a Twitter, ChrissySummers88, and that's K-R-I-S-S-Y. And then I also have ChrissySummers.com. I'm working on my website and throwing new pictures up there, so just take a look at that.
Sounds like a whole ball of fun, and you know what? Life should be a whole ball of fun. So, congrats to the both of you. And
thank you, Ron. We want to get you out there someday, broadcasting live from the Bunny Ranch.
That's an excellent idea. The Art of the Pimp, Dennis Hoff and Chrissy joining them. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron.
Take care. Well, there you go. I mean, I don't know if you've gained some insight or whether this is a total waste of time to you, but it's how the other half lives, I suppose, is the way you could say that. I don't know. Anyway, good luck to you. I'll be back again when the next weekday rolls around, and until then, I wish you peace. Okay, you can let the kids out of the cage now.